from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs. This is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back, Chiefs Kingdom. It's been a great weekend. I want to start with saying, for all you mothers that are listening to the show, happy Mother's Day. We had a great one out here in the Colorado Mountains, and my wife seems to be very happy with me, so I'm going to take that and run with it. So, we have a great show for you today. The Chiefs' newest tight end, Jody Fortson out of Valdosta State, is going to join me on the phone here in a little bit. Great interview. I think you're going to like what he has to say and where he's coming from. I think he's definitely a guy that you can root for to make this roster and will bring something to the Kansas City area. So, that said, UDFAs are continuing to progress, and he is one of them, amongst a bunch of others. And as OTAs are getting ready to start, I think it's the 21st is their opening day. We have a little bit of time. They're going to do some, practices here and there, specifics to what they're trying to learn, what they're trying to get ready for. And then we're going to be into the OTA swing, and that's when we're going to start to see some of these things, come together. Look for it towards the end of the progression. OTAs is always an exciting time, but they get, the last weekend is really when you see the 7-on-7s and particularly the 11-on-11s. That's when you're going to get an idea about what progression has happened and what you can look for coming into camp. So keep particular attention there, but we're going to keep you updated on all these position groups as we go through. We've got a great show for you tomorrow, too, and we're going to dig into some of the dirt just to keep moving along about what has to happen in order for this team to continue to progress down the line. And like today's guest, some of it has to happen on the offensive side of the ball. Tight end is a group that's pretty thin right now, especially with Travis Kelce unable to practice. So it sets the table for trying to develop some athletic talent to be the depth at that position. And yes, there's a couple of guys here in Wells, Bell, Yelder. Man, that kind of rolled off the tongue pretty well. All guys that I think have something to bring to the table, but clearly it's an unending search. You want to try to get as good as you can at a position like that that can be very pivotal in this offense. So look for them to continue to push, and I'm very excited to see what the competition turns into at this particular position. So that said, Jody Fortson is a guy out of Valdosta State, small school, came in as a rookie tryout and got signed. Really a great story to this point. So why don't we just jump in and start talking with him?
Chiefs fans, you guys are really going to like this. We have a special guest with us that's able to join via the phone. So, you know, it's a very busy schedule in Kansas City right now. So for all of you, welcome Jody Fortson. Jody, not Joe, just so you all know that right off the bat. Jody, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, I'm enjoying this offseason to this point and trying to keep up with all the changes and everything. And you're one of the newest faces. It's been an interesting road for you. And I know that you did sign yesterday with the organization, right?
Sure.
And when you come in for a tryout like that, and it's a little bit of delay, was it something that you expected or is part of the process, or is this the end of the grind or the beginning, really?
Oh, this is just the beginning. I'm just getting started. Like, I'm so used to being the underdog and just overlooked. So this is just the beginning. I mean, I got something to prove. I'm going to work hard, keep my head down, and just work my tail off.
Well, I think that's going to pay off for you. And I think a lot of fans are excited to see it because of the position. I want to kind of take a step backwards and go back to Valdosta State. Your experience there, I'm sure, was really interesting, right? And how do you feel about the program and how it got you ready for where you're at now?
First and foremost, go Blazers. I love Valdosta, you know, everything about it. So the coaching staff pretty much – They helped me grow up a lot, to be honest with you. And they opened my mind to the tight end position early. So, but then my last year, there was a couple packages where I actually lined up with my hand in the dirt instead of being a receiver, because that's what I'm converting from, a wide receiver. So it's been a smooth transition, and, you know, I'm just looking to get better. I'm just thankful.
You know, and that's what I wanted to ask you about, because I watched as much film as I could, honestly, but saw the championship game, and you lined up at both positions there. And so it wasn't just a one season, hey, we had a need at tight end that we needed you to fill for injury reasons or anything else. It really was a planned progression there to line you up at both.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's all about mismatch in the game of football.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I think that's where you have the particular advantage. And getting your hand in the dirt, like you said, was that foreign, or is it something you kind of worked into, or where are you comfort-wise now with lining up in line?
Well, I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. And, you know, we have a great coach and Coach Melvin over at KC that's helped me a lot during rookie minicamp and, you know, taught me the proper stance and footwork and going to block and releasing from the tight end stance. So there's a lot of comfort building within it. You know, and they understand that, you know, I haven't done this my entire career. So there's a lot of patience and a lot of learning that's going on. So I'm definitely grateful.
And, you know, for Chiefs fans out there listening who are, you know, this is the draft is obviously the highlight and there it's on television and everybody gets to see it. But would you kind of run us through what that process is from once you get brought in and you know you're going to Kansas City and you meet Coach Melvin and what the process really is to get into the groove in your first week in a professional camp?
The process, I mean, a lot of prayer. That's definitely one. A lot of prayer. And, you know, just trying to pick a little bit of everybody's brain, you know, me going in being a rookie and, you know, there's a couple guys that were there a little earlier that I got to learn from and study with. So I mean, just kind of pick everybody's brain and see how to adapt. You know, this is an entirely different lifestyle. You know, I'm a long way from Valdosta now.
So if we take a step back and you're lining up at tight end now and you're a week into it and you're about to take your progression through. But if you back up, what do you see as similarities between, like you said, it's a matchup game and trying to exploit a defense from a standpoint from a tight end versus what you did when you line up wide?
I would say just athletic ability. My athleticism, it kind of sets me apart from most tight ends, I guess. I mean, there's a lot of great tight ends in this league. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, coming from a receiver and, you know, still having those route running capabilities and that still kind of finesse inside, it just creates a bigger headache for, you know, linebackers and small safeties. And that just opens more pieces up for everybody else.
I like the way that you put that because I think route running is really the big advantage that you have over another tight end who's maybe played it for a few years. But can you tell me what your philosophy is in, like you said, attacking a smaller guy? I assume it's not just from what I've seen on film, you're not just trying to body up on a guy and put him on your back so that you have access to the ball. What are you looking for to try to take advantage of smaller safeties and linebackers?
I wouldn't say there's anything that I'm looking to take advantage of. I would just say I'm just using the tools that I've been blessed with and then that the coaches have taught me, you know. Most guys think because I'm big that the only thing I'm trying to do is put a body on you. And I'm trying to show that I'm much more than that. I can run past you. I can break down and sink my hips and get in and out of routes. You know, there's a different number of ways to get the job done. And I'm just trying to exploit all of them.
So if you're a young guy in this situation and you're trying to work with Coach Melvin, you're trying to make an impression, what do you think is your biggest strength that you bring to the table at this position in this league?
What I think my biggest strength is just I'm just a hard worker. I feel like my work ethic is second to none. I just want to be great. You know, I want to help the organization win. You know, I just want to win, most importantly. So I feel like my tough-nosed grit, just willing to go the extra mile to get the job done. I feel like that's what separates me.
I think that's going to make a big difference for you too. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we're going to talk about the process of getting here.
Guys, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. For instance, most guys talk a good game, but if you're one and done, Blue Chew can even help you follow through for round two. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. And that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it for free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
So when we come back to moving forward, getting to this, you know, you're going through the process. You did do your pro day at Kennesaw, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So at that point, did you meet with the Chiefs? Were there scouts on hand that you had conversations with at that time?
I met with one scout, and his name was David Henson. He actually pulled me aside and had me do tight end blocking drills. So, yeah, that was the only scout that I met at Kennesaw's Pro Day.
So that was right off the bat, and his covers the Southeast area for the team. So he sees a lot of guys that maybe he's looking for who can come down out from being split out wide and come down and have more of a power. Is your focus right now trying to adapt, or was he pretty happy with what he saw when you lined up there at Kennesaw?
I would say, you know, there's always room to improve. So I would definitely say I'm trying to adapt. I would say I'm trying to learn. You know, like I said before, this is my first time ever playing tight end, like being down in there. There's, you know, nobody knows it all. You know, we all are capable of wanting to get better and be better. So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, I think it's an advantage that you're in the read offense as well, because you're going to get plenty of opportunities to not have to be lined up with your hand down as well. Because we've seen what Travis Kelce and the rest of the tight ends do and how their role changes and how they are able to still line up in the slot, line up as an H, and even go out wide at times as well. So I think that's going to be a thing that's going to give you that versatility that you can lean on really heavily. I think that's a big positive for you. But as you met with Henson and you're going through the process, what was your draft weekend like?
I would say it was a lot of ups and downs, you know. But throughout the whole process, you know, I had my great family around with me, you know, to kind of keep me uplifted and just keep me just uplifted, most importantly, you know. So well, I was home in Atlanta, and I had my mom and my sister and my pastor and a couple friends and, you know, just a little bit of everybody just come, and we just watched the draft. And just after the draft ended, I got the rookie camp invite from the Chiefs, and we just celebrated.
That's a great story to hear, and I think it's going to make you a little bit comfortable to know as you meet the rest of the veterans. There's a lot of guys on this team that either played high school or college ball in the state of Georgia, so there's a good thing for you there. As you winch through and the draft comes to an end, that's when everything starts to get fired up, right? And when you initially talked, who was reached out to you from the team? Was it Henson, or did you talk to Coach Melvin when they're talking about bringing you in?
I was definitely David Henson.
Okay. So at that point, it clear that they had a plan for you, that this move to tight end was what they were focused on?
Yeah, I would say that was the main gist of it. For me to come in as a tight end was definitely, I guess, what they saw a better opportunity for me.
And for those fans, and everybody who's flown into Kansas City knows that it's a unique experience, but how fast did it go for you from when you decided and you're going to take this invitation to come in to getting on the plane and getting to Kansas City?
Man, it was like lightning. Like, it just kept going and going. Like, it would seem like one part of the puzzle was complete, and then seven more pieces will get added. Like, it's definitely speeding up now.
Yeah, it's only going to get faster from here on out. So getting to Kansas City is the first step. You spend your weekend, and from what I heard of folks that were able to observe summer practice, you lined up completely at a tight end, and that you made a couple of splash plays. How did you feel about that first rookie minicamp?
Oh, man, it's definitely a dream come true. Like, you know, this is the only thing I've ever wanted to do since I was a kid, you know, and to finally, you know, get my first NFL mini camp practice in, it was surreal. And it was really a blessing. It's all God.
So you got through and to great reviews. Obviously there was interest in you, and we've been watching since some of the plays came out and folks and fans have been able to see as well. So what's this week been like between the end of rookie minicamp, sticking around? I assume you're in meetings, you're going through a couple of workouts before you actually sign the contract.
I would say my main thing right now is I'm just head nose into the playbook. That's my main concern is right now. I just want to be a great teammate and play my role. And I just want to do the very best that I can and offer the best of my ability to the Chiefs organization. So that's what my week is like.
And that's a tall order. That playbook's going to be really interesting. I'm glad that you're getting a jump on it right away. As we look forward, and We're going to watch you progress through, and I'll be at training camp too, so I'll definitely be watching at that point. But for Chiefs fans, what do you want them to know about you as a person, not just as the player?
As a person, I'm a God-fearing man. You know, I love my community. I love the fans in general. I mean, they're the reason why this game is what it is today. And any chance that I get to just express that and show them that they're appreciated, I'm more than willing to do. You're gonna get a guy that wants to win. You know, this game, it's not just a game to me. It means everything. And I'm just happy I'm a part of a family now, Chiefs Kingdom, that wants to win as bad as I do. So let's roll.
Now, I got to put you on the spot a little bit because, you know, when the fans are trying to get to know new players, you haven't been here that long, but have they taken you around? Have you crashed some of the barbecue places in town?
There was actually a place called Oklahoma Joe's. That place was really good. And that's about the only barbecue place I've heard. I mean, I know from the moment I stepped into the facility, they said, man, our barbecue is amazing. I definitely got to check it out, man. Oklahoma Joe's is pretty good.
That's a fan favorite. It's one that I always stop at when I'm in town as well. But I think what you're going to find here pretty soon, as the word gets out, you're going to get a lot of suggestions. So be prepared. Don't eat too much of it any one week. I'm just warning you. But
yeah, we'll do it.
Off time, forget about what you're eating. You're going to be studying a lot. When you do get some downtime where you can take some time to relax, what are you, a Fortnite guy? What do you like to do to kind of unwind?
I'm a little bit of Call of Duty, Fortnite. I'm a little bit of both, Madden, a little bit of 2K. I'm not too good at 2K, so don't challenge me. But everything else, I'm pretty cool on.
All right. Last thing. Just as you're looking about how to carve out your role, how do you think you can best eliminate, obviously, learning the playbook and eliminating mistakes is going to be key, but how can you emphasize what your experience has brought you to this point on and take it forward as you're working through this OTA part of the season?
That's a good question. I would work hard and study long and just rest when I can in that order. And the cycle goes on. I'm just, like I said before, I'm just here to help the Chiefs organization as best as I can. And, you know, obviously eliminating mistakes is going to be the biggest part, but I'm ready.
Well, I think you have a really, really solid plan. I think Kansas City is going to be happy to see how it progresses for you. We'll definitely be watching. Got our fingers crossed. Hope you stay healthy and that you enjoy your time in Kansas City here coming up, especially as you get to work. So thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right. I think that was a great talk with Jody Fortson, and I think you guys are going to like how he progresses. We're going to take our second break. I'll come back. We're going to talk about the rest of the tight ends here real quick and what we can look for in the next coming weeks. Now you can get Locked On Chiefs on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the normal places. We're here for you 5 days a week, all off season long with guests, analysis, film review, athleticism, my draft guide, and all kinds of stuff from The Athletic and Chiefs Digest. Make sure you get subscribed today and you can do it over on the Himalaya podcasting app. So the tight end position in particular is one that is very unique on this particular roster. Unlike the guard position, there are a number of guys on here, but none of them with a lot of experience. None of them where you can see there's a battle to be a number two. Yes, they're going to be competing, but I don't think there's a clear cut. I don't think there's answers on this particular roster where you have multiple guys with experience. So trying to find talent at the position is definitely worth the gamble, even if you're converting a guy like Jody from a wide receiver position. And I think that you saw what's happened recently. You have David Wells, you have Blake Bell, and you have Deion Yelder. A lot of guys that are to compete have different versions of athleticism, different strengths, but none of them are particularly great blocking in line. None of them have the overall gigantic kind of advantage over the others. But overall, I think they have a lot of options, and I think they like that athleticism. So much so that the team recently moved on from Sammy Coates. Now, I know this was a long weekend, but I wanted to fill you guys in on that. And I think Coates was a guy that had a lot of speed, that had some experience. He's been up and down in his stay in the NFL. But he's somebody that you could point to and say, you know, he's a viable option amongst that wide receiving crew. You know, we need to be athletic. We need to exploit mismatches. And I think with his departure, it puts a little bit more emphasis on the tight end group, but also has to have you feeling a little bit more optimistic about what that tight end group has to offer. Because I don't think you would let go of athleticism like Sammy Coates unless you felt like you had enough mismatches or the possibility for mismatches on this roster already. So I take it as a positive sign. I think we still could see some movement in some other positions. Chris and I will be back to talk about that tomorrow, particularly one that I think is sticking out a little bit like a sore thumb. But let us know what you guys think. What do you think of Jody Fortson? How do you think the tight ends stack up in the offense overall? Let us know what you think on Locked On Chiefs on Twitter, at Ryan Tracy NFL on Twitter. Make sure you check out RGR Football. I've got a great video up on Juan Thornhill that was a lot of fun to make. I want to get your opinion on that as well. So enjoy your Monday. Thanks for listening to us today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes or Google Play. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Chiefs. Check out my work at RGR Football on YouTube, Chris's work on LockedOnChiefs.com, and all of Seth's film analysis at TheAthletic.com. Thanks for listening.